Holy and gracious God, come into our midst and open our hearts to hear your word in a new and wonderful way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It probably looked impossible to some. The old barren woman conceives a child who will end an old era. The young virgin conceives a son, the Son of God, who will usher in the new. The two women embrace each other and praise God for the miracle that he has done. Any of us who have conceived a child or have friends who have conceived a child know of this miracle of God. And whether we can carry a tune or not, when the pregnancy is confirmed, songs of praise go up to the Lord our God. On this fourth Sunday in Advent, we reread Luke's gospel. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was visited by an angel who told her of God's plan. Jesus was born of a virgin by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Mary was not special. She was not canonized or set apart. Mary was ordinary, like you and me. She was a young woman, not old enough to have her driver's license. She seemed to be a normal teenager who lived in an obscure village. I bet Mary dreamed of her life as a wife, a mother, and grandmother. She probably dreamed of living with the man she loved, surrounded by her children and grandchildren, doing the work that she loved. Somehow Mary seemed prepared for God. Mary seemed willing, open, almost expecting to be a servant of God. It seemed Mary was prepared to do God's will. When Mary accepted God's call on her life, we hear her sing out, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in the God, my Savior." I doubt Mary went right from the visitation of the angel Gabriel to joy. I bet Mary went through all different emotions that we would go through. I bet Mary was afraid, confused, excited, and in disbelief. Yet Mary says yes to her Lord, trusting God more than anyone else. Mary goes without haste to a town in the hill country of Judea to visit Elizabeth, her cousin. She must have known that this situation would be difficult for her. Back then, pregnancy out of wedlock could be traumatic for a woman. But Elizabeth meets Mary with the greeting, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Blessed means divinely favored, consecrated, holy, and sacred. I believe Elizabeth's words were the very words that helped Mary embrace the miracle that had transpired in her life. Have you ever felt that you might not be equal to some challenge in your life? Have you ever wondered how you would deal with something that seemed impossible? Theodore was an artist of sorts. He drew cartoons for a living, but he wasn't getting anywhere. So he decided to try his hand at writing and illustrating children's books. After some 27 rejections of his book, A Story No One Can Beat, he was ready to give up. On his way home to burn the manuscript, Theodore ran into an old schoolmate who had just been hired as a children's book editor at Vanguard Press. He suggested that Theodore change his title. The new title was To Think It Began on Mulberry Street. Finally, his book made it to press. Thus began the career of the best-selling children's author of all time, Theodore Seuss Gissel, better known as Dr. Seuss. And when Dr. Seuss died at the age of 87, His books had sold more than 200 million copies. If I ran the zoo, Horton Hears Who, The Cat in the Hat, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Green Eggs and Ham, just to name a few, making a difference in children's lives all over the world. Elizabeth recognized the gift that God had given Mary. It was the words from her cousin that Mary needed to hear. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Mary's conceived miracle would make a difference in lives all over the world. Mary realized that she had a decisive part to play in God's plan. And Mary expressed her obedience by identifying herself as a servant of the Lord. The lowliness of Mary is contrasted with the might of God, for whom nothing is impossible. You see, I don't believe that Mary was so very different from you and me. If we embrace the idea that Mary was ordinary, we embrace the majesty of God's power. We embrace the idea that God acts through ordinary human beings like you and me. You might say that each one of us is impregnated with God's plan on our lives. When I was 15, I heard God's call on my life. I wasn't as trusting or open as Mary. I didn't have a person like Elizabeth that I could run to for spiritual wisdom. After spending some 30 years living life, one day a man I had only met once made a statement that broke my independence. "I understand that you want to go to seminary," he said. I broke into tears uncontrollably. He laughed and said, "Well, it looks like you've thought about it." The rest is history, as they say. Another 20 years later, and I stand before you humbled, a girl from Luling, Texas, a servant of God, striving to do God's will. Advent is about being prepared for God by being willing and expecting to be a servant of God, being prepared to do God's will. God has a plan for each one of us. We can spend a lifetime running from his plan, or we can embrace his will for our lives. It may look impossible to some, even maybe to us, but when we conceive God's plan, I believe that the angelic chorus sings songs of praise to God. For Mary, the Magnificat sprang forth. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the mighty God has done great things for me." The Virgin Mary agreed to give birth to our Savior. Like Mary, we experience the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, leading us and guiding us to complete God's plan for our lives. Down through the ages, those who have become servants of God have told their stories over and over again. I recall the story of a Baptist preacher, D.L. Moody. He said, "I heard an evangelist one night, 'This century has yet to see what God could do with one person wholly committed to God's will.'" Moody said in his heart of hearts, "By the grace of God, I will be that person." He emerged from the obscurity of selling shoes into an influence that affected a great portion of the nation. It's obvious from Mary's song that we can participate in the miracle of God's kingdom coming and his will being done on earth as in heaven. We will not give birth to the Son of God. He has already been born. But by following God's plan, our contribution may bring praise to God's name. God acts in human beings like you and me. We must not deny the incredible position that he has given us. To our surprise, being a servant of the Lord, we may find our gift in the ordinary, for with God, nothing is impossible. This Christmas, I pray that we will sing out the words of the Magnificat, singing songs of praise for the miracle of God born in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen today as the choir sings our offertory hymn, knowing miracles are all around us, and with God, all things are possible. Luke reminds us all through his gospel that God used the ordinary, those who rely on God, and God alone to fulfill God's plan on earth. Today, I am praying that we will be open to be used as a servant of God in 2016. I pray that we will be open to doing extraordinary things for our Lord. For with God, all things are possible.